What weight did you use for that?
Let's see what else I got here. What would you call a real high, like a hill, only real tall?
A mountain.
Okay. And if it had a rocky side that just dropped off?
Cliff.
Okay. And up in the mountains, if a road goes across in a low place, what would you call it, low place where a road goes across? We don't have too many mountains around here.
No, but we could maybe use the word valley.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I was going to show you about a valley on a roof, too. I can show you on the house real easy.
Okay, remind us when we go back, yeah. Let's see. What would you call a place where a boats stop and they unload freight?
Dock.
Okay.
Bar.
Okay. And a place in a river where a large amount of water falls over? Falls down?
Well, it's called a waterfall.
Okay. What are the roads made out of along here?
Roads?
Yeah.
Gravel. That's the word gravel, sure. Uh-huh. Up in Lubbock is caliche.
Yeah, what is caliche exactly?
It's a type of, do you know the word adobe?
Yeah.
See, adobe is made from caliche.
Oh, is it kind of clay? Or?
It's a type of hardened clay, a rock clay, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
But after you get the top sawed off in the rubber country, you hit that caliche and it's good for rope building material.
Huh.
And then it stays put, rather ships.
That's interesting. Wonder why that is. I guess it's porous and it clings to itself.
I have no experience fooling around with caliche, but I just go by what I hear and what
uh-huh.
I read.
Uh-huh.
But it's a good rope building material used up in the plain country.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. What do you call that black stuff that they pour in the cracks on the road?
Asphalt.
Okay. What's asphalt made out of anyway?
I don't know. Like stuff from the oil well, I presume.
Uh-huh.
The residue from the oil.
Uh-huh.
The waste material.
That's something in the way. Let's see. What would you call a little road out in the country that comes off the main road?
A lane.
Okay. Ever hear it called anything else?
No, I can't think of it quick enough.
Okay. Let's see. Suppose the turnoff that came off the public road, you know, that went down just to a man's house, and it was just on his property. What would you call a road like that?
Still a lane,
okay. What do you call that little strip of pavement along the street? What do you call it? It's a pig. But it seems to be working okay now. And we'll just go on and ignore the fact that we've lost some. And maybe I'll try to ask you some of those others, you know, later.
Is it a flat deal or is it a wire deal? The tape?
It's flat. And I don't know why it stopped.
When you raise something, can you put the same thing back on again? Or when you raise it, or is it gone?
No, you have to re-record it. I mean, that's gone, you know, but you can record back over it.
I mean, it's gone, though.
Yeah.
You can't redo it.
No.
Actually, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't understand the recorders at all. My kids have them. Two of my kids have recorders. I don't fool with it.
Well, if you look over here and those things aren't turning, tell me and we'll, you know... I didn't even look at it. I used to check it occasionally, but this one's been so reliable, you know, that I hadn't really...
There needs to be a light here so that it goes off when the thing goes off.
Yeah.
There needs to be some deal there that shows it's going off.
Yeah, well, something. Well, I tell you what, since we lost it, would you explain for me again how you shoe a horse? How do you shoe a horse? Because as we lost, that was in the part we lost.
Well, you put your hand on your horse and your horse knows already what's going to happen here,
okay.
And you help you lift that foot. And you pull off that old horseshoe, probably throw it away, and then you have your farrier's knife and you clean out inside the hoof there. And then you get a new horseshoe and try to fit it. It doesn't fit right. You